Hello.
Hiya, sir. I'm so sorry about that. Can you hear me a bit better at the moment?
Yes.
Yeah, same, to be honest, your responses. Because when I was speaking to you, it felt like you was answering my question that I'd asked you to, like, prior to the one that I was on the conversation from. It's my system. We've had a bit of an issue with the, basically, with the weather being so bad everywhere.
Yep. I'm not surprised with that.
So what I will also do for you, I know my colleague Andrew has also dropped you a message on WhatsApp, but I will drop you a message from my personal work mobile as well, just so over the next few months with the claim going through, any questions you've got or if you want to track your claim at any time, all you need to do is bob me a message and I'll let you know where the case is up to. Okay, darling?
Okay.
Can I take your door number and your home postcode there, please, Jason?
Did you see my phone number?
Your door number and your home postcode.
Door number, right. It's 174 B for Bravo, Woodhall Avenue, and my postcode is M for Mother, L for Lima 5, 5 again, D for Delta, D for Delta.
Perfect, thank you so much. And your date of birth there, please, sir?
It's 1875,
no problem. And can I also ask yourself, for any reason, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything like that at all, sir?
No.
No, perfect. And can I ask you, do you remember your parents' name at all? Your mum or your dad?
Yeah, my mum's, she's recently passed away.
Sorry to hear that.
She was Mary Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E, but she married into the, B-Y-R-N-E, that was her maiden name, but she married into the name McIntyre, M-A-C-I-N-T-Y-R-E.
And dad was a machine and was McIntyre, what was his name?
Sue McIntyre.
How do you spell his first name?
H-U-G-H.
Perfect. Thank you for that. Perfect. And can I also ask you, do you remember the address where you was before you was popped into care, or if not the area at least where you grew up?
Yes. The address I was in was 22D Ellesmere Street, Kirkshaws, Coatbridge.
22D. Do you remember the postcode, or could you spell the street name if you could for me?
Right. I don't know the postcode, but I know the street name. It was I'm sure it was E-L-L-I-S, Ellis, M-U-I-R, Street.
Ellesmere Street.
And that was Coatbridge, C-O-A-T-B-R-I-D-G-E, and that's
perfect.
North Lanarkshire, Scotland.
Awesome. No problem. Thank you so much for that information. And do you know, growing up, if you had any siblings?
Yes, I've got two brothers and a sister.
Two brothers, one sister. And was either of them sent in care as well?
Yes, four years.
Okay, and do you have a relationship with either of your brothers and sisters at the moment?
No, I haven't really got a relationship with any of them.
Doesn't have a relationship with them.
And two of them don't live in Britain anymore, anyway. Another one is here, but just don't go on.
Can I just ask you for their names, just because if your their names will be on the system from the same time that you were, so just to point that was
yes,
the place.
Yes, Sue, Ricky and Cindy.
Sue and Ricky McIntyre.
Yeah.
And it was Cindy, was it?
Yes.
Cindy McIntyre. Thank you for that. And could I also please ask you, do you know how old you was when you were placed in care?
Yes, well, I remember clearly because I've been in about a week before my 15th birthday. A week or 10 days before my 15th birthday.
And do you know what establishments placed you in care? Do you know what kind of part
yes,
of it was?
It was a children's home and it was called Mitchell Street Children's Home. I don't know if it's still open now.
Do not worry, let me get that here. Mitchell
Street
Children's Home.
And that was in Runhall, Nearby.
Runhall, was that R-U-N-H-A-L-L?
No, Run, as in W-H-I-N, Hall, Runhall.
Thank you for that.
And that was Nearby, North Lanarkshire, sorry.
No problem, North Lanarkshire. Let me get that down to you for you. And I just need to get somebody on the system.
Yeah.
Anybody that's relevant to yourself, somebody that you would be happy to, for any reason, if anything was to happen to you over the next few months of this process going through, you would be happy for them to take your reimbursement. Do you have any family members, any children or any neighbours or any close friends that you would be happy for me to pop their name down for you?
Not at the moment, no. At the moment, I don't even know who I've got as a next second, because the only one I've had is my mum. Yeah, and as I said, I don't go in with that other brother that's here, so at the moment, I don't even know. But that sort of thing.
Let me just get that down here at the moment. And in regards to yourself, do you know the reason you were placed into care?
No, it was just one day I came back to school and there was a couple of social workers there. One had been pressurised my mum and they made something sound so good there next minute we were worked into care. So it wasn't really what she what I was they were saying her wasn't exactly what she thought was happening, do you know what I mean?
Most definitely. And of course, it's not something that she's aware of.
Yeah, they've come out with things, oh, you need a rest and things like that, you know, and, before you know it, man, like, say, we were having a baby, but that wasn't exactly what she thought they meant, you know.
And also, not only that, yeah, and it seems to me that back then, of course, even if you refused to go into school and things like that, then they would literally just take you straight off your children, off your parents. So,
yes.
Of course, I understand everything was totally different. And I don't expect you to be able to remember a lot of information with it obviously being so many years ago and obviously being such a frightful situation. I appreciate everything you do manage to remember. Now, most importantly, what I do want to let you know is, for any reason, this isn't the case where they're going to try and say, can you prove this happened to you or can you get some evidence? We don't need that whatsoever. Majority of people have basically already gone through and received some sort of entitlements because it has been a known thing that this was happening. People are mentioning the same care homes, the same names of the people that was affecting them, and not only that, they will be able to locate records of you being placed in here. Now, that's not the evidence we need. We've got the evidence. Your statement is what will get you paid out, and I make sure that I will add everything on there, and I will emphasise everything for you to receive exactly what you're entitled to. I can't give you a figure right now. We can tell you that your minimum agreement will be £10,000. The average claim is around £48,000, but of course, each case is different.
Yep.
Now, with you not being over the age of 68 and with you not having a terminal illness, I cannot fast track it for you, which just means the maximum time frame can be 12 months. The only way they could fast track it is if you did get a terminal illness, and the maximum time frame would then be 8 months. But of course, it doesn't mean that 4 months' time you're not going to be paid out. We just have to tell you 12 months just to be on the safe side. Is that okay with you? No problem. Now, I understand it is a very stressful and also emotional situation from you. Can I just ask you, what was your first memories of going into actual care?
My first memory?
Yeah.
Well, it was surreal. I came back to school, so I was high school, and I came in, and there was these couple of social workers there. And, you know, as I said, you know, like, so I walked in, it was just normal coming to school. Normally, I'd go and see my mum sometimes. She'd want me to go to shop for her, which wasn't a problem, which was in the corner. You know, maybe she'd give me 50 pence or a pound for going anyway. So, you know, like, she, you know that sort of thing.
Yeah,
I'll
give you a letter of a side letter to go and pick up some cigarettes up from the corner
shop. Yeah, definitely, you know. So, like I said, I just went round, you know, like saying, and there was these a couple of social workers there. And one in particular had made himself look as if he was a nice person. He obviously wasn't a nice person because, you know, obviously the got my mum into sign something and that was it. It was too late. Do you know what I mean? You know, they were forceful. So I went in and I was wondering what was happening and I explained to them, like, say, they were saying your mum needs a rest or something like that, you know, and, you know, we were having to go. So the whole worries were, all of a sudden it was like, you know, we're having to grab some things and that was away. And I went up to this home and the area of Mitchell Street Children's Home, and I hadn't been in the place that long that was assaulted. So it was, and one of the female workers there, you know, was you know, I'm sure I had to sign things and all that stuff, I'm pretty sure, you know, and they're letting you know certain things, information, that, and obviously, you know, like I say, you know, I'm still trying to process what's happening here because, like, I've just come back to school as I normally do, high school.
And you're only young as well, and you're emotional, missing your parents and your normal life as well.
Yes, Well, I was oldest, so I was oldest. But yeah, grand, normally I helped my mum a lot anyway, so I did, you know, and as I said, I was just get in and possibly come over to the shop, as you said, like be an old, maybe for cigarettes, etc. You know, that was like pretty normal for myself, but then probably watching maybe some programmes that maybe on the TV, you're going to get your dinner, etc.
And you had some normal things at home where they've just taken you away from that and put you into a care home where you were obviously just new to the system.
Yes, I'm actually, I think we're being allowed to grab a handful of stuff. I managed to grab, I remember grabbing a few cassette tapes, that's I'm really into my music, that same as most ones, that's so like records and cassettes, and I taped them once up, and I remember I had like a new double one, it was like one of the greatest hits, whatever it went about at the time, and then next thing I know, see, but we get taken up into somewhere that unknown, then, as I said, been in there, and it wasn't a nice feeling I was feeling in there.
Sorry, I'm just working from home at the moment.
Then, obviously, went in there, they've mentioned certain things in there, you know, you're still trying to process these things, what's actually happening here. And I remember this female worker worked in there, mentioning things like that, and obviously she's chasing things. She went ahead and taking this double cassette tape off me. And just taking it. It was brand new. I think somebody bought me it for going up to my birthday, which was like 7 or 10 days later. So she taken that off me and never gave it back. That was one of my first memories straight away. But in there, she's taken that off me and a few other things that I never ever
got. Do you remember her name by any chance or anything that you would call her by?
No, I can't remember her name after all these years. But I just remember at the time she was pretty young. So she could have been possibly around about, well, if I was 15 the following week, she could have easily been around about maybe 21 at the time. She was still pretty young and you know, like I say, at that age, you know, probably still going out nightclubs and all that as well, possibly, you know what I mean, if she wasn't working, for example. But yeah, she taken that off me, and I can't remember some other things that she said that she'd taken this double cassette tape off me. And a couple other.
Did you ever remember any names that they would call you or anything like that while she was here, darling?
No, I can't remember her name, but there was a man in there. I think he was like one of the main ones, and his name was called Wally George, and he had a big beard. So he did. And he was a nasty, nasty person, you know. Turned to be a bad wrestler. I found him out. I'm sure I was introduced into him as well not long after that. So it must have been like a sort of process before I got taken up to the room I was going to be staying in alongside my brother.
Did they ever keep you separate from your siblings?
No, well, one of my younger brothers and my younger sister, they were elsewhere. I'm not sure where they went into, but my other brother, he went to the same place, and he was in the same room as me. So he was obviously trying to process these things also.
The same. And did he ever abuse your brother or anything like that while she was there?
Who's this? The woman?
Did any of them ever abuse or say any nasty things to your brother while she could see that while she was sharing the rooms or anything?
No, but they used to come out with comments and things like that, try to bring you down, etc. As I said, after going ahead and seeing that room, that's the same day, within an hour or two, I was assaulted. Not from her, but one of the ones that was in the care home. I was obviously introduced into these ones that thought they were like number 1, 2 and 3, for example, do you know what I mean? They thought they owned the place, you know what I mean? So within an hour and a half at the very most.
How would they assault you? What would they hit you with? Or how would they hit you?
No, well, this person was around about the same age group, or a year or two older, was put up to fight me. So this guy tried to go ahead within an hour odd, and she was standing there trying to assault me. But luckily for that, I'd been doing boxing, do you know what I mean, leading on that, so I was okay with that bit, so nice, it stopped very, very fast. But there was other things that happened in it as well. There was, as I said, they were just taking things off you and that, you know, I never received the cassettes tapes, which I owned, for example. And we just get things said. There was also a lot of riot in there as well, in this children's home.
Can I ask you, did they ever give you any proper meals or anything like that? Was you forced to eat certain stuff, or what was the punishments like if you didn't do what they told you to do?
Well, Lucy, I remember when the punishments, I was taken down to the TV room, away from the room that I would be sleeping in, and I was not allowed to sleep for the entire night. So I was just sitting down there, so I wasn't allowed to get anything to eat or to drink. And if I tried to nod off in there, they would be on you. So they made sure that I was up all night, you know, and I couldn't sleep in the bed either. So they brought me down to the TV room just to sit there all night, which meant I couldn't sleep the next day as well. So I couldn't, you know, when you're meant to wake up. And just to belittle you and, you know, call you names, et cetera, and all that, you know, and make, obviously you're vulnerable, you've left your family home, et cetera, you know, and they're making you really feel worse than you possibly could be feeling at that moment, because, you know.
If you ever refused to eat any of their food or anything like that, what would then happen?
Yeah, well, I mean, like I say, again, they go ahead and start taking things off you, or, I mean, I've seen someone's actually getting physically assaulted, you know, but I didn't get physically assaulted, I think, possibly, I think they tried to get some people up to fight against me, but, well, we're doing that within a...
No, of course, they know that they can't do that once you've got back the first time.
Yeah. And also, as well, there was somebody actually in the home, but she's passed away now, somebody I used to be at school with. And her pal used to come up, she would be in my class. So, like I say, there would be a couple of witnesses, but also by them getting that person to try to fight with me within an hour or right in front of them, they realised it wasn't going to be as easy as that against myself, I think. But you could see that they wanted to.
They wanted to turn anyone against you that they probably could.
Yes, especially any friends you made
and things like that.
Yep, they've done that quite a lot. And they knew certain ones that meet and all the locals run about there. So, like, say, what they would go ahead and do is they would talk to one or two of these ones and get ones up for the local area. And they would stand outside waiting for you to come out. So there would be about 20 people there waiting to basically give you a kicking, basically, when you left the place to come back in. So that's what they used to do. So that, and they would know all the local ones there. Yeah. Then they'd try to get you to go up to the shop, for example, when you know when they know female, they're all out there and they're standing with bottles and things like, you know, so that you basically, so you're going to get assaulted. Try to force you.
That is down here for you. And of course, moving forward in regards to yourself, I understand that with you not having relationships with your siblings and things, that will play a very big part in it of being passed to different places. I understand that this is possibly something that's made you feel very saddened and things like that. Can I ask you how it has actually impacted you in your later life?
I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, with relationships, trust as well. I mean, you know, like saying, and obviously I've worked in places and you see people where obviously they've got more authority than yourself, for example. You're a bit wary with some of these people as well because you've seen these type of people. It's affected moods and things like that at times, and I still get nightmares, you know, like say. And I do get apprehensive. I mean, like, I have met people in the past that, without there, you know, they've noticed that, obviously, my confidence has never been the same. And since going in there, you know, it's definitely taken a big part. But at the same time, you're trying to put a face on.
I know, of course, every day. I mean, obviously, you're living every day as you possibly can, but deep down, it is a struggle for you with you having these worries at the back of your mind. Struggle.
Then it was like, if they couldn't get to myself, they could get to my younger brother. You know, so let's say at times we're trying to bully him as well. You know.
Now, with the information that I've taken from you, I do appreciate everything you have done, and you've tried to go into as much detail as possible, which I have got that jotted down. Now, I know it is only quick notes. My job is to go away and emphasise everything and explain this in my own way and put my words into there just to give them an understanding the best way I can of what you've dealt with. Now, don't think for any reason that that's just it. I'm going to bob you a message over on WhatsApp now, and what I require for you to do, if you possibly can, is send me a picture of your ID and proof of address, which is any letter dated in the last 3 months. Now, on the number I send this message over to you on as well, throughout this process, if you have any questions or if you would like to track this claim with me at any time, you do not hesitate to bob me a message over. And if there's any other memories that jog your brain of what has actually gone on, just bob me a message over, and what I can do is I can include that for you at any time as well. Is that okay with you, Mr. McIntyre?
Yes, that's
fine. Now, I'll pop all of my details on there for you too, with the solicitor's details. I'm going to pop you that message over.
Okay.
WhatsApp now. If you could please get your ID and proof of address over to me as soon as possible, then.
Okay. I'm going to have to look out for it later, because I've got half of my mum's stuff to her house in
no
here.
No problem.
So I'll have to look out for that. And I've not had any recent letters for 10
days. It can be any letter in the last 3 months, so don't worry. Even if it's one towards the back end of last year, don't worry about that. You just need to see it's got your address on there for your check procedure.
Right.
But I'll keep you updated throughout the process. Like I say, my name's Billy. All my details will be there. And like I say, I can reassure you now, we will get you some justice. So don't worry about that. Like I say, it's hard for me to say don't worry, because it's a very hard thing to know what you have gone through. But I can reassure you, in regards to the claim process, we'll do everything for you, so you're not having to relive these situations. And we will fight for you to get your justice. Okay, sir?
Okay, thanks very much. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you.
All right, darling. No problem. Well, thank you for your time, and have a lovely weekend.
Okay, thank you again. Bye-bye.